Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 113, a special episode in which we will examine a film through an organizational lens. The film is A League of Their Own from 1992, directed by Penny Marshall, starring Gina Davis and Tom Hanks, and produced by Parkway Productions. The movie tells the story of the early days of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, a women's baseball league that ran from 1943 to 1954. A League of Their Own was praised by movie critics as one of the great sports comedies of the late 20th century. We chose this film because we found it easy to apply an organizational lens to it, given its portrayal of the creation of a novel organization and deeply embedded institutionalized norms about gender that are depicted in the film. The All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, or AAGPBL, was a women's baseball league founded during World War II, out of fear that the war would damage the business of baseball due to the loss of players to military service. The ownership initially saw the league as a temporary stopgap, but success convinced them to keep the league going on after the war. Now, the movie is heavily fictionalized, designed to offer a glimpse into the lived experiences of the players rather than present a documentary-style biopic, though the lead characters were all based on real people. The context and the setting were accurate. The players did have to wear makeup and wear uniforms ill-suited for baseball. They had to attend a charm school to act more, quote-unquote, ladylike in public, and they were chaperoned. Now, although the gender clashes may have been exaggerated for entertainment purposes, what was real was the sense that the league was viewed as a temporary adventure by owners, and once the war was over, they would casually pull the plug and restore men's baseball as primary. That the league proved very successful convinced the original owners to keep it going, illustrated near the movie's climax, as the founding owner elected to hand the league over to an associate who, throughout the first season, was shown as becoming a passionate supporter of the players. The experience was pioneering, and in the real life, the players would stay closely connected for decades after the league folded, and this is portrayed in the final scene of the fictional reunion in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Historians have noted that despite the humble origins of most players, many of them parlayed their experiences of playing in the league to pursue college, become doctors, lawyers, surgeons, and other professionals, and were leaders in their communities. So we felt this was a suitable time to review the movie as women's team sports has gained great prominence in recent years, especially women's basketball in the U.S. And today, many contemporary women athletes have honored the legacy of past pioneers, such as those who played in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.